bacon sandwich.
The secret word of the night is bacon sandwich.
That's my safe word.
Bacon sandwich is a safe word. Yeah.
Or, I said secret word, not safe word.
Ooh, ow, ooh, bacon sandwich.
Oh, man.
Live from across the USA. This is Late Night QRM. Your hosts tonight are Joel, Barry, and Michael, the virtual Uber. Tonight, Joel becomes a Cylon, Barry gets burned twice, and Michael is still Eugene. All that and more on Late Night QRM. And now, digitally gathering at the plush QRM studios in Southwest New Hampshire.
Are you agreeing?
Here's Joel, Barry, and Michael.
Welcome, everybody, to Late Night QRM show number 121. From the southwest corner of New Hampshire, I'm Maxine.
And from the southeast corner of New Hampshire, this is Bing.
Nah, I'm just not going to do it. You from the suburbs of Copper Harbor in the man cave, it's Michael the virtual Youper. Youp.
He's youping again.
He is youping. Sort of like what? Remember, guys, what was the noise that Beaker used to make from the Muppets?
Beep. Oh,
because if a Youper goes youp, it reminds me of what Beaker used to make. He used to make
it. Didn't he go?
Yeah, he made kind of a
hurry. I don't know. Well,
I can remember is a Swedish Chef. Yeedy, ferdy, beedy, brr. You know?
Yep.
We had the professor and Beaker. Ah, it'll come back to me.
Yeah. Well, you got the book of knowledge there. Look it up.
I don't know, but I'm eating a sandwich. Hold on.
Okay. Well, you can do that with one hand and use the book of knowledge with the other.
All right. It'll be that way.
We're starting a podcast, and all, as you can hear, it's Joel talking with his mouth full.
I'm hungry.
That's all right. It's okay. Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is warm and delightful here in the QRM studios. And we're expecting our snowstorm tonight, which it's starting to snow outside, but it's not snowing heavy at all. And
really?
And we're supposed to get 8 to 14 inches here is what they're calling for. So on the Uper scale, that would be like a 0.1.
No, that's respectable for a snowfall.
I don't know. You had what? How much this week alone?
Since the show last Saturday night, when we'd had, as of last Saturday night, we'd had 48 inches for the season, but it's a very short season. Since last Saturday night to this Saturday night, we've had an additional 40 inches in the last week.
So you're up over 80 inches. That's taller than me.
No, we're almost up to 90, actually.
Yeah, that's way taller than me.
Yeah, so it's dusting.
Yes.
Man, I'll tell you. What the heck?
Mom, I was trying to get Beaker noise, but that isn't it.
Oh. Nope. I'm looking at Beaker, too, but I'm not seeing his noises.
Oh, there's a group called Beaker. That's...
We just lost Michael.
What the hell just happened?
That means...
Holy shit! What's going on this ship?
We lost Michael. It was too much for him to play Beaker and be on the Hangout at the same time.
He'll be back shortly.
There he is.
There he is.
He's got video on. There.
Well, nice. It did that when it reset.
Yeah. Okay. Did you just drop out?
Yeah, I did. I got the ding of death.
Oh, jeez. I hope that doesn't start again. So I'd hate to have to go back to Skype.
Well, something's going on with the network tonight.
Okay. So we can expect to... Well, you dropped out on Skype, too, now and then.
Yep.
Yeah, so we can probably...
Just to drop out in general.
Yeah.
So yes, I have to say that I didn't think we in New Hampshire were going to get much snow at all this season because, after all, as you know, I did get a new snowblower. And last time I got a new snowblower, we hardly got any snow that winter, and the Mid-Atlantic got killed with snow. And so I thought we were starting to do that again this year, but... apparently, the magic has worn off because... Yeah.
I actually plan on light winters when you buy yard equipment.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's when you use it or not because, you know, I heard about the weather this weekend, so I said, well, I've got to actually attach the snowblower onto the John Deere now, so...
It's too heavy to push.
So I got the thing connected up, and of course then I said, you know, I've never done this before, so there's still about 2 inches of snow on the driveway from, you know, what we got last week. And I said, well, let me just give it a trial run so I know what I'm, you know, get a feel for what I'm doing when the big stuff comes. And it worked quite well. Actually, it shoots snow halfway into the front yard from the driveway, so...
Oh, halfway in, yeah. In your neighbor's front yard. That's even better.
and then I'm looking up at this one tree. I said, what is that snow mark up there? And then I realized, you know, it was about 9 feet up in the tree. And I said, oh, that's coming from the snowblower. So it's got a nice high arc. Of course, I can lower that if I want. But it did a good job. But the one side of my driveway with the hill, I'm definitely going to have to snowblow going downhill. Luckily, it's a circular driveway, and then go back up the street and come up the flat side of the driveway and just snowblow downhill all the time because it was slipping and sliding a little. I think I'm probably going to end up getting chains next week.
Chains. See, here's the thing. Yeah. Now, this just caused me to think because this is we could say the engineer in me or the asshole in me. I don't care which. But if you have a circular driveway, truly circular driveway, does that mean you have to drive across the front lawn to get to it from the street? Because it's a circle, is it not?
Okay, it's an arc.
So you have a horseshoe. You have a horseshoe driveway.
Okay. Now, where I come from, they're called circular driveways.
But... I'm like, he's got a circular driveway. It means you never leave the property. You just keep driving around.
How do I get to the street?
Oh, you drive across the front lawn between the two elm trees.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, and it's not really even a perfect round shoe. Horseshoe. Round shoe? Horseshoe.
Round shoe.
So, but, and if you've noticed, this is week 5 of after my sickness, and I still haven't gotten my voice totally back yet. I still can't get rid of the cough. And,
really?
Yeah, so, although it does make my voice much deeper than... usually is.
You kind of have a Barry White thing going on here. I mean, if you break into, you know, you start breaking into a song, you know, I found the love I was looking for. You're probably going to get, like, lots of phone calls for dates. It's very romantic sounding.
Yeah, I got this cough I can't get rid of either, so. I've been sucking a lot of cough drops lately.
Hey, you know what I found out? The noise that beaker makes. It's meep. M-E-E-P.
Meep.
Yeah, I got it. You ready for it?
Yeah.
Sure.
And I hear nothing. That's not it.
Ready.
Oh, you're sidelining.
Sitting the bed.
Me, 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 me,
Okay, we've exceeded fair use there.
That's great.
Hard to enjoy by Beaker.
That was very festive. Thank you, Beaker.
It was.
It's on YouTube. Just this search Beaker Ode to Joy, you'll find it.
That's
very
great.
Cool. You know, and I never knew.
I was trying to find the singular meat, but all I could find.
Oh no. He's Cylon-ing.
He's Cylon. He just went into Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. There he is.
Hello.
Okay. You know what, Michael? Maybe we should turn.
I'll try to talk slower.
or maybe we should turn on the video, and I'll put out a video version this week, and you can use sign language when you talk. So when the audio cuts out, you know, and apparently you can fake it.
Just like the interpreter from.
Yeah. At the Nelson Mandela funeral.
Yes.
It's funny.
By your command.
Oh, really? Is it that bad?
No. I was just being an asshole. Sorry. It comes natural.
Thanks, Joel.
Now, whenever you have something interesting to say, that's when it happens. There's nothing. Oh, he must be talking about something right interesting.
It's right up there with the peril sensing sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah, if you're just going, yeah, uh-huh, and laughing, that comes through fine. But then when you actually go to say something, that's when you start Cyloning.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So.
Now it's actually better. See, you said wonderful. So we're getting someplace.
So,
by your command.
Yeah, I'm going to go check on the traffic. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. So good news.
Yeah,
I wanted to.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say good news on the trigger finger front.
Okay.
I went to see the doctor, the specialist, and he gave me some. I didn't get a shot yet. He says that would be the second thing we try. So he gave me this cream that I rub into my hand every 4 hours, and it's kind of like it begins with a V. I can't think of the name of it, but it's basically like Advil in cream. Michael may know it. And you rub it in, and it puts, instead of going through your body, and you know when you take a pill, it covers your entire body equal amounts, mm-hmm. and this stuff concentrates on wherever you rub it in. So it's made a big difference in my trigger finger. I can almost straighten it out completely right now, and it doesn't constantly hurt anymore.
I just had a thought. Make sure you wash your hands before you take a piss after putting it on.
it reduces swelling.
That's my point. It's inflammatory.
I can almost give the bird bird sign now. But I do have to go through hand therapy.
Okay.
And so I don't know what that's going to entail, but I've got an appointment on the 31st to go to physical therapy for my hand.
So. Here's my first guess of hand therapy. Okay, we're going to take this 1 pint glass, and we're going to put some ice in it. Yeah. Now we're going to fill it almost all the way to the top. Now this exercise is to strengthen the top tendon of the finger. Here's Barry's reply. I can do this easy. Yeah. I do this when I podcast. Look. Lift and pour. Lift and pour. Lift and pour.
This is the best physical therapy ever, man. Speaking of that, the beverage of the night is Red Stag, actually.
Really? Red Stag straight?
Straight.
Ooh, you hardcore. You're hardcore, man.
Cinnamon Cherry Red Stag.
Wow, I've never... Is that a
new one
that's
what
out?
Is it? No, it's the Cinnamon Red Stag, but it's got... Doesn't
yeah, the black cherry? Right. Yeah, black cherry and cinnamon.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the old stuff.
But okay, I got you. I'll roger that.
So that's what's here.
I see. What's here is, my new discovery, which was the Captain Morgan's Black. So it's double... I guess it's double aged and oak charred barrels and coke, and it's my new favorite. It really, really,
really?
Is.
I'll have to try some.
Thank God for the big bottle. It's so friggin' good. It's got a lot of high vanilla notes. A little bit of spice note on it, but the finish is mostly a vanilla note, and I love the stuff.
Okay, are you mixing that with something?
Coke and spit.
Okay.
Although I try not to backwash.
Okay. And Michael?
Tonight I have a slight variation on the theme from last week. It's Jack Daniel's and apple cider.
Ooh. All right.
I still haven't tried that.
And a big tumbler. So I don't have to go back to the house mid-show.
Oh, a sippy cup.
Yes, the big sippy cup.
So we're all feeling good, and it's, by the way, I know Michael's probably much colder, but it is 11 degrees outside right now.
It's 13 here in Nashua.
Yeah. And in Copper Harbor, it's...
Negative 30.
No, it was. It was like 5-10 below with a wind chill of God knows what.
Well, we don't count wind chill because that's I hate the feels like crap. Yeah. Just give
us. Yeah, well, when the wind's like 40-50 miles an hour,
we know it's going to feel colder.
I think it's up to like 8 or 10 this evening. It's been we've had a warm spell.
So it's
today.
Balmy. It's balmy in Copper Harbor.
It's balmy. Yeah.
Right.
Bring out the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, it's almost take a boat ride. Yeah, except for the lake's frozen.
Yeah, just about.
Sled ride.
So I have to tell you that my wife and I went down to see a play called I Love Lucy at the Colonial Theater in Boston. And we had a good time. Actually, Anne-Marie picked the seats, and we were the third row from the stage, which was very nice. And she gave me an end row seat because she knows the leg room is quite cramped. So she got me an end seat on the row, which was nice, so I could stick my legs out. And so we were sitting there, and about 15 minutes before the play started, this person comes up to me with this old-fashioned brownie camera with one of those flashes on it that has the big circular flash attached to it.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, guess what? You're sitting in the participation seat tonight. And I'm like, what?
He goes, oh, my God.
No, it's real easy. All you have to do is sit here and hold this camera. And at one part, they're going to be, because the whole play is, we're the audience at an I Love Lucy, it's a tribute to I Love Lucy. And we're
right.
We're at a quote-unquote taping of two of their shows. And so, the right before with the audiences, they come out and tell you what the rules, show you the applause sign, and then they tell you, basically give you warnings of what you can and can't do. And one of the things was no picture taking, and they were they were emphasizing on that. And then the lights came up a little bit, and a spot came on me. And I'm sitting there holding the camera. I'm actually looking in. It's one of those ones you look down through the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking down through the top of it like this. I was kind of hamming it up a little bit. I guess he goes, sir. He goes, you give me that camera. And then they come down the stairs to me. And meanwhile, while they're saying stuff like that, I'm taking the camera and slowly trying to hide it behind me. He goes, give me the camera. So I had to give him the camera. And that was my off-Broadway.
Very cool.
Debut in our professional play.
Your 15 minutes of fame?
Yeah. Well, it was more like about maybe 30 seconds. So it was fun. I got to be part of it. But it was a good play, actually. It was very good. And the actress that plays Lucy, boy, she has her dead reckon right. She did everything right, even the cry and everything, the what? Of course, I can't do it, but that cry. And it was a very good show. We really enjoyed it.
And awesome.
Yeah, it was a good night out. It was fun getting down to Boston because I kept telling Anne-Marie, I said, I wanted to get down there early and we'll find something to do during the afternoon, but I don't want to hit rush hour. She goes, well, we'll be going the opposite way of everybody else. I said, there's no such thing as the opposite way down in Boston.
No, not at all.
And So, but it was cold and she was worried, so we didn't leave the house until 2, which put us down there about, in the Boston vicinity, about 3 o'clock, 3:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the outside where 495 and 95 was.
Yeah.
And, so we went down, we ended up going down Route 3 and we got on 95, but instead we went 95 south. Mm-hmm. And because, well, it just seemed like it would be a better way to go do that and take the turnpike in, because that gets you to downtown Boston a little easier than if you go out the other way. And actually, not really that much. But well, when we went south, I said, boy, I'm glad we did that, because it was wall-to-wall cars going north on 95. Mm-hmm. And so we're going around, and all of a sudden, it was our turn. And right before, of course, the Mass Turnpike entrance, it came to a creeping halt for a while. So we did make it down there, and we got in about, I want to say, 4:15 down to the parking garage. We kind of mapped everything out. We were going to go to this Indian restaurant, which we had been to before, and that was like right up the street from the parking garage, and we had made reservations for 4:30, so we just made it. It actually worked just perfectly. We walked in at 4:30 and sat down and had a very good Indian meal. Of course, there's not too many Indian restaurants, at least out in this neck of the woods. There may be one in, I don't know if there's any in Nashua.
There's tons of them in Nashua. There's
really?
A bunch of them. There's one right up the road from me going into Keene at the Keene Airport. Phenomenal Indian food.
Well, that one closed.
In the airport?
And at the Keene Airport?
At the Keene Airport.
Yeah, that one closed.
Actually, in the airport. Oh,
yes.
Really?
That's yeah. Because Anne-Marie looked it up. She goes, oh, because we love the food. I mean, it's really only the second time we've had Indian food, and it was at the same restaurant a couple of years ago. And I said, just check to see if there's anything in Keene. And the only one that showed up was the one in the Keene Airport. And then she looked it up and said, oh, no, they closed. So that means there's literally nothing out here in the western part of the state, but I don't know whether Nashua has something. Probably Manchester.
Oh, God,
has something.
Yeah. So. Manchester has a bunch of them, and there's a bunch here in Nashua.
Okay.
There's 2 or 3.
Yeah, so if we want Indian food, we'll have to mosey on down there, probably. But I had some really good food. I got medium hot, which was hot enough for me. And I couldn't imagine what hot was. But I do have to say that, the curry in the food does burn you twice.
That's why I don't eat it.
Yeah. So, but it was interesting. But, you know, every once in a while, it's worth it because, man, that was some good food. I mean, I walked out of there stuffed. And I forget what the name of the martini was, but I had a couple martinis. Since we were walking to the theater from there, I had a couple martinis, and they were good. Wow, it was really good. But it was cold. It was it was bitter cold down there, so we tried to stay off the streets as much as possible. But I do love Boston, you know, to go down and visit. It's a shame it's 70 miles away from here, so it's a little bit of a haul to get down there, but every now and then to go down there and have, you know, go out. And of course, my wife loves the North End. It's all Italian, all the Italian restaurants and bakeries there. And it's a good walking town, actually. It's easy to walk around there. So, yep. So that was our week. And of course, I took, since we were leaving early on Thursday, I took Thursday off. And then I thought we might get home too late, so I opted to take Friday off. And we didn't actually get home real, real late on Thursday night, but when I got home, of course, after doing all that driving, I was wired. So it was like, I was up until 3 o'clock in the morning just because, there's no way I could sleep, you know, after driving 70 miles, you know. So I just, stayed up and caught up on some shows on the DVR and then finally went to bed. And so that was pretty much my week, other than, you know, going to work. I think Only one full day this week.
One whole day in a row?
Well, I went for half a day on Monday because I had a doctor's appointment. And then Tuesday was a full day. And then Wednesday I went half a day because I had a doctor's appointment. And then Thursday and Friday, of course, I took off. So, yeah, it was pretty much Tuesday. That was it.
Okay.
So, it was fun. So, anybody else have an exciting week this week?
Your command.
Oh my God, Michael.
Here we go!
He's Cyloning again.
That was awesome timing. Son of a gun.
I just had to do it.
Hey, you know that thing we downloaded? They didn't have a Cylon. Remember that app we had one time? I don't know if I still have it on my phone. Probably not. Remember the thing that changes
your
voice? You
got 700
voice?
Apps.
Yeah, oh, I know. Yeah. I don't know what it's
modulator.
Called. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it had. Well, maybe it did. I don't know.
Voice memos. Voice mail. Voice. No. I don't know whether I still have it on here.
Voice changer. I don't know.
Yeah, I may have taken it off. I don't know. Oh, well. We'll have to find that again. I wonder if that has the Cylon voice on it. Anyway.
Yeah, it might.
So, Michael, other than snowing, how did your week go?
Oh, my. Well, let's see here. I cover it in detail in the podcast that shall not be named. If I can ever upload the...
Did you just cut out?
Hello. I think you just cut out.
Of course you did.
Oh, for the love.
Michael? Michael? Hello, Michael? See?
Hello?
When he actually tries to say something.
You're right. It just completely chops the poor guy out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
As I get the ding of death.
Oh, no.
Well, it's been dinging at me like every 5 minutes. Most of the thing is it hasn't been disconnecting, but apparently you can't hear me sometimes. Can you hear me now?
Certainly
yes,
can, sir.
We can hear you now.
Okay, so did we cover the snow already? I thought we did.
We did.
And we
did.
Yeah.
But didn't you go and pick up the family truckster?
Oh, Josh. Yeah, gosh. Yeah, it's been quite a week. Yeah. So after the show, I got up Sunday morning bright and early and looked at the forecast and went, oh, my God. Because Wisconsin was just white in the snow advisory category.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an early start and headed out in my mom's 1997 Mercury Sable with very hard tires and a acceleration problem.
Ooh, that's not good.
And do you remember seeing the news forecasts or the news clips from Wisconsin from last Sunday?
Vaguely, yes, sir.
With all the snow?
At one point, yeah, with all the snow, at one point there was a 100-car pileup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I drove through all that. So I'm driving, you know, it's ice with snow on top of it, and I'm watching cars play bumper car around me.
With the hard tires.
With hard tires and a car that's not accelerating. Actually, when you take your foot off the accelerator, it doesn't decelerate.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then about 30 seconds later, the fuel cutoff switch kicks in, and then it suddenly decelerates and suddenly shifts. So then the tires spin, going backwards, going down and decelerating.
Shit.
So I'm constantly driving and then shifting it into neutral so it doesn't, break the tires loose on me. And it took me, I was driving through normal snow up here. Now, up here in Copper Harbor, I haven't seen pavement up here since before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And so I'm driving through that crap, which is no problem in the truck or the Jeep, but I'm driving through that stuff for,
what a toboggan.
Probably about 100 miles. Oh, and I get over the first bridge where it goes from the, it's actually where the water either flows into Lake Michigan or Lake Superior. I can't think of the word for it.
Oh,
that's
right.
A divide. But there's a big crest. It's about 100 miles south of here. And,
tributary?
No, it actually has a divide.
Son of a bitch. That's Cylon. Jesus Christ. I hate that.
You're Cyloning, Michael. 2, 3, 4.
3, 4. Boom, now he's back.
Michael? Michael.
Am I back?
For a second.
Oh, guys.
He's got the best stories out of all of us, and why does it got to Cylon with him? Why did it Cylon with me? I got nothing to say that's even remotely important.
Oh, Michael. Are you there, Michael?
Of course, I've got a lot to say tonight, too. Yeah, I'm here.
I got a lot to say tonight, too.
Oh, my God.
We'll suffer through it. We want to hear your stories.
I got to hear the story.
It could be a 4-hour podcast to get Michael's stories out, but...
But we're going to get it, damn it. You're going to listen, and you're going to like it.
So, 100 miles, Michael. And
I can't do this to the listeners. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes, you're good.
No, it was 100 miles in normal snow driving conditions. And then it got to be fairly decent driving conditions, like drive.
I swear the NSA just blocks them.
I'm thinking we may have to raise Skype.
I'm thinking it's going to be a Skype direction as well, because this is nuts. It's just not working.
Yeah.
Shall we try Skype?
Let's try Skype.
That's the way to go.
Oh, guys, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your problem.
It's not your fault. It's not. It's NSA.
I'm bringing up Skype now.
Okay. Let's try Skype.
Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
See ya.
Bye.
And I'm bringing up Skype. Where is Skype? Come on, Skype. There's the magic sound. Now, if it would only show up, there we go. Okay. Let me try to call. I will call Joel first.
What up, fool?
Okay, well, that's working. Now, let me add Michael. Oh, crap. Where's the plus key? They changed this again. Hang on.
Sure?
I can... Oh, add to call. Okay, there we go. Okay. I added him to the call. Let's see what happens.
Uh-huh.
It's trying. He's got the white dots on him.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
There he is, and you're clear. You are clear, sir.
For now.
Okay.
Go ahead. Continue with your story.
I'm scared of saying anything.
Oh, God. This is going to be us just laughing all night long.
Okay.
Okay.
So I traveled the first 100 miles, kind of slip sliding away with my mom's car, dealing with this acceleration issue. I finally crest the ridge, which is between Covington and Crystal Falls, Michigan. It's about 100 miles, about 100 miles from the flashing yellow light at the center of town here in Copper Harbor, almost exactly. And I hit some fairly dry road. So I take the opportunity to record a couple of episodes of the podcast that shall not be named, because I know that I won't have much chance later in the day if the weather forecast is correct, and I was hoping it wouldn't be. And I get about another 100 miles, maybe 150 miles, and I'm just about getting to, maybe about 75 miles north of Green Bay, and it starts snowing. And it's snowing, but, you know, the ground was not totally frozen yet, so it gets wet, and then it freezes.
Ick.
So it's glare ice on the interstate, and then snow on top of it.
Right, so you can't see it.
Well, you can see it sometimes, but it's there. And those are the conditions I had for the rest of this year. I was at that point, I was 250 miles into it. I had another 200 miles to go easily, maybe a little bit more than that.
That's a lot of white knuckle driving.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, as I came through Milwaukee, I was doing about 25 miles an hour with traffic. Oh. You couldn't see the lanes. You could.
Oh, no. It's happening again.
Michael? Yeah, the problem must be on this end.
Well, can you knock some people off or something?
Well, it's not in the harbor.
Oh.
Something's going on. This may all be related to my problems with Ubercast because it goes all the way up to May Easton and Hurricane Electric. There's a routing problem here. Mm. I've been doing trace routes. I spent about an hour on the phone with the 101 tonight, and they're not used to having customers like me call in. They're like, "Can you be calling your local ISP?" I was like, "I am an administrator for the ISP." I know, but can you go? Oh, yeah, take a second.
Oh yeah, because said, wait a minute, that is not in my book that I'm following.
Yeah, that's not in my script. It doesn't follow my skip logic.
That is so funny. I finally said, God, that's so funny.
I said, you know, and again, it took me several times to get this through to him. I said, I have a trace route that shows where it is failing. Have you tried rebooting your machine?
Yeah.
I have a trace route that shows the server.
Oh, this sounds so familiar.
God damn.
Have you tried trying? Oh,
have you tried using another browser? I have the trace route showing the IP address of the machine that is not passing the data.
Excuse me. Yes. What's a trace route?
Yeah. And, you know, well, I mean, the first phone call I had with him, I know we just completely blew away the first subject, but obviously the NSA wasn't going to let me talk about that. I mean, the first guy I talked to, he goes, so you were saying you were not watching the virtual Uper. I can see the virtual Uper. I see, like, maybe an ocean, and it looks like a lighthouse. I said, yeah, I can't see that. Well, you may not be able to see it, but everybody else can. I'm like, well, that doesn't do me any good.
Yeah.
I can't update it.
I need to get access to that. It's my website.
And I own it.
Did you ask them to check
the... Is this something you are updating? I update it daily.
Yes. Oh, this sounds so familiar.
But he actually said, you may not be able to see it, but I assure you everybody else can. I'm like, well, God!
Well, that's good to know. I wish I could show them, give them something else to see.
You know what? I swear to God, when they put out a looking for people sign and they're looking to hire, one of the prerequisites must speak broken English. It must be one. Now, honest to fucking God, man, I'm sorry, but I call it like I see it. You know, and I don't know about you, and I feel for Michael, you know, when I come in here, hello, my name is Nicholas. Bullshit, dude. Your name is not Nick. I know for a fact I'm talking to somebody in Bangladesh, and your name sure as shit ain't Nick.
Well, my new name is something that you cannot pronounce.
My name is Michael. I'm in Chicago. I said, you might be in Chicago Street, buddy, but you're not in Chicago, Illinois. I'll tell you that.
I love that. Hello, my name is John Wayne.
I love that when they pick names of famous, you know, Anglo people. Yes. My name is Dennis Rodman.
I finally somebody tonight understood what I was saying. But they must have contractors. Because I actually, he's like, oh, you have a trace route. I said, yes, I do. Can you send it to me? He has an Outlook.com address.
Uh-huh.
So he's obviously a contractor.
Right.
You know, or somebody working out of his house taking customer support. I don't care, as long as he knows what's going on.
Yeah.
I start sending this stuff to him, and he goes, oh. I said, yeah, the problem's, you know, it's past May East. It's Hurricane Electric. To give you an idea how big they are, their domain name is HE.com.
Really?
They have a two-letter address because they're one of the backbones. They're one of the backbones.
I've never heard of them. But is it the big backbone in the Midwest?
Big East Coast.
East Coast?
East Coast.
Really?
It's failing on the East Coast, yes.
Huh.
So, as I said, I have the trace route. I know where they're, have you talked to your ISP? I said, I am the ISP. I've tracked it. You know, it's getting out of my network. It gets out to the fiber network. It gets past the fiber network to May East. It gets out to Hurricane Electric. It's stopping at your server. Silence.
What are you using?
Would you like the address of your server? Yeah, you could be telling me this now. Okay. And I rattle off the address. Oh. I said, okay, now I'm sending you the tracer out. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been
Michael.
Yes.
I gotta tell you that. Oh well, I can see it just fine here. I see some kind of a lighthouse and some water.
Yes, yes, you do. I'm you know, I've been very happy with 1&1. I'm not even sure that this is a peering issue between HE and 1&1.
I bet you it's 1&1's DNS setting, because that was my problem. Remember, I had problems with them?
Yeah.
Very basic. But my problem was everybody could see it, and I could actually log in, but when I put up these podcasts, I put them up on the 1&1 server, okay?
Right.
But, and then when I put it in WordPress, I give it the full HTTP address to the actual MP3 file, okay? Well, it couldn't figure out from that full address where it was located. And they kept telling me all these problems, memory this and memory that. And I said, it's on your frickin' server! It's like, I can get on to that server, but it can't see itself. You know, and that was my problem, and they wouldn't believe that it couldn't see itself. So it was a DNS setting at their end, which I finally convinced them to go check their DNS settings, and they finally did it. But it took me probably 6 days to get them to do that.
And by the way, you guys dropped out entirely for a bit.
Oh,
oh really? So do you have to be full of shit?
So.
Well, first of all, the original problem was not Hangouts. It's just crappy connectivity.
Yeah, it's still a little bit crapped out here.
You know, there's something else going on here, because the last time I was able to access the site, as I uploaded episode 53, I believe it was, from my mom's house before I left 6 o'clock that morning on Monday, to track. Oh, there's more snow stories, by the way. But to make the trek back up here and before stopping and getting a software contract from a client. But that was good. That's that helped me sleep at night a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But I uploaded an episode from my mom's house, and she's got UVerse.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time when I have used her UVerse to access the server that the server connection got screwed up afterwards.
Hmm.
So I'm wondering if something's going on there. And it wasn't 1&1 last time. Last time it was an overseas server that I was trading some software with a client from. And after I used my mom's UVerse connection to access it, it took me a week to get that straightened out again.
Hmm.
Really?
Wow. All
right, so UVerse equals bad.
That's AT&T, isn't it? Uh-oh. Michael?
There's my surprise face.
Yeah. Michael? Yeah, you said that job made him be able to sleep better at night. So that means he slept 5 minutes instead of two.
Exactly. But you know what's happening right now? There's someone that's actually listening to the podcast as we were doing it, even though we're not doing it live. And I said, you want to be making fun of my exit? Well, fuck you. I'll turn you off. Click. And they shut him off.
All right. Am I back?
You're back.
Yep.
We filled for you.
I am so sorry, guys.
It's not your fault.
I mean, it is snowing like crap up here tonight, but I don't think that's the issue. It's not here in the harbor.
Hmm. Well, you know,
at the very end of it.
This is Jeffrey, and there's three flakes falling about every 5 minutes, so that could be causing problems.
But you guys aren't disconnecting from each other.
Oh, that's true. Now,
my path is good. So anyhow, I spent about 3/4 of a day at a very good old client, or an old client of mine, you know, an existing client of mine. Mm-hmm. Who has now agreed to take a solid 24 hours of consulting a week from me. So that's 3 full-time days a week.
Nice.
At rate, which is really nice, because that's that comes out to much more than I was making at the other job.
Right.
So I get a little makeup time there. But then I went from there to driving back on those same roads. They were still pulling people out of the ditches from the day before. And there was new snow and new ice. And at one point, all three lanes of US 41 going north were closed three different times.
Wow.
Wow. What do you do then?
Well, you sit. There's nothing else to do. There's nowhere to go. I finally made it home late that night, actually early the next morning, and there's some episodes regarding that have yet to be uploaded because I can't get to them yet. But and then the next day I was supposed to leave for Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And, I regroup, I repack, I get on the crew with the other people that were going to Minneapolis, and it's, surprise, snowing to beat the band up here. As I said, 40 inches since last Saturday. It was complete whiteout conditions. It took us 3 hours to go the first 45 minutes.
Wow.
What normally takes 45 minutes, it took us 3 hours to get to.
Jeez.
And the first driver is just white-knuckled and just bent. And he's like, we're not doing this, guys. And like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
So we regrouped. I'm going this week instead of last week.
But, wow.
And then it took us a long time to get back to the harbor again.
Probably another 3 hours.
Yeah, and as soon as I get back to the harbor, I had to pick up my wife and go back to town to pick up my kid from basketball.
Oh, jeez.
Always on the
All I was doing was whiteout driving. Yes.
White-knuckle whiteout driving.
So it took us forever to get this story out. I'm sorry.
That's fine, because we don't have much going.
It was, though.
It's been very slow in the tech news, so, we don't have a lot of tech news this week.
No, okay.
And speaking of that, there's a surprise, and there's not much news about it, except for around here, there was, you've probably seen the robots. One's called the Mule that a company named Boston Dynamics makes. For the military, it's to carry equipment and stuff, and it basically looks two pairs of legs that are kind of backwards, but the thing can walk across anything and do anything, and then they've got a couple other ones. Well, surprise news this week, and no details on why, but Google bought them.
Cool.
Well, I don't
figured
know.
As much.
Yeah, Google, and if I hear in the next year or so they decided to change their name to Skynet, I'm going to be a little concerned.
Skynet's already been used, though. It's already patented, if memory serves. Is that correct, Michael?
Oh, I don't know if it's been patented. It is the name of my Wi-Fi network.
All righty.
I wouldn't be surprised if whoever owns it, Google buys them, too. Because this is kind of getting scary. Now, first of all, they've got the network. They've got all the information. Now they're buying robotic companies.
Why am I not surprised?
I don't know. What happened to Google's motto, do no harm?
Money, money, money changes everything.
Unless, of course, they're going to do the day the Earth stood still type thing and create robots to protect us from ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. And in other news, last week, I don't think we mentioned this, but the Chinese launched a rocket to the moon. And it's got a lander aboard it, and I think it can travel around and stuff. They've got a couple of different little kind of mobile devices that are going to be running around. Well, it made a good soft landing, I guess, yesterday or maybe today. And so the Chinese are on the moon with their little robotic things. Now, there was a story that got out, and I don't know how true it is, but some of the Chinese military leaders were saying that they would like to put a they would like to militarize the moon and put something up there that could launch missiles anywhere on the Earth. And I'm like,
there's You can't see it. I don't have my camera on, but this is my surprised face.
And in other news today, a Chinese Navy ship and a U.S. Navy ship almost had a collision in the East China Sea, or maybe was it the South China Sea? Anyway, South China Sea, I think it was. One of the reports said that the Navy was trying to block this missile cruiser from getting any closer to one of their new aircraft carriers. That's also there. And, of course, we've got disputed areas there. The United States says they're in international waters. And, of course, the Chinese are now expanding their claim out into South China Sea and in particular, some islands that the Japanese also claim. So, things are starting to heat up over there. And probably because I'm sure there's oil or gas in there somewhere.
I'm a friend of the Arakana. I was told that she's here. Could I see her, please? I'm a friend of...
There we go. There's Google's next robot.
I couldn't resist. It took me a while to find it. That's all.
So it'll be... Uh-oh.
Or did that come through okay?
Uh-oh, guys. Hang on.
Hello?
Hang on. Oh, I'm still recording. Well, that was interesting. Okay, we're still good.
Are you there, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I looked over at my Windows box, which is doing the recording, and I had two blank screens, two dark screens, and said no video connection. And I thought it was in the process of rebooting, but then suddenly they lit back up, and everything's audition is still running, so we're still good. We're still recording. Kind of scared the hell out of me. I got to do that secondary device. And I also got to get another Mac Mini and replace this puppy. Or just use my notebook. Which I think I can do. Did I tell you guys? I needed a device, and I was looking for a device like Michael had to convert sound into a USB connection because of the lack of audio input.
Yep.
Here. And then I realized that I had a USB sound card that a Sound Blaster sound, actually one of the more decent ones. And I said, So I plugged it in, and it seems like it accepts it and understands that it's there. So I haven't had time to practice and see if it will actually accept audio. But that may be a good alternative. And I had the solution here in the studios all the time here. So we'll see. I may switch over because I am not trusting Windows anymore. Yeah. Okay, well, running out of topics. We had the snowmobiling by night.
Hello.
Hello, Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Joel, are you there?
I just dropped out like three times again.
Joel, are you
yep,
there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Boy. It's crappy tonight. What I was saying is our last topic on the books, anyway. Oh, I'm hearing echo from somebody.
I'm in deep thought.
It's snowmobiling by night, and that would be a Michael.
Do we story. Even do we even try this?
I like the way he looks at it.
Sure. What the hell? Go ahead.
All right. We'll give it a shot. And I'm
Talk
hearing
quietly.
Myself from back to
uh-oh.
Like several seconds behind.
I'm hearing an echo. I don't know whether it's getting on the
yeah.
Recording.
No, I'm hearing the echo too.
Let me turn off my mic. Hold on.
No, I don't think it's you, Joel.
Oh,
you don't think it's me?
No, I don't think it's you.
No.
All right. I'm going to turn it off in 3, 2, 1. Off.
Okay, testing 1, 2, 3.
Hello, testing 1, 2.
Maybe it is.
Oh, hello.
Okay, Joel, put it back on.
Check, check, check.
Yeah, I don't hear it anymore.
On and right now.
Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's gone now. I think it's just Skype.
I think it's just the algorithm, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'll save the full story for the podcast that shall not be named if I can ever upload it. But I had to go up on top of Brockway yesterday.
Oh, fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's literally, you know, we've got these stone guardrails that are, you know, they're little walls that they put up so you don't go over the cliff. They're about 4 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
The snow is level with them. The packed snow is level with the top of these walls.
So, in other words, you can go over it then.
You could easily go over it if you're not paying attention because there's nothing to stop you. You just have to watch where you're going. But I needed to go up there. I mean, it's been, again, it's, you know, it's been 5-10 below down here. It's been colder up there. And a couple of guys from Pasty went up there first to charge batteries and take a look at the situation. But we had an ice storm last week on top of everything else. It just, you know, it was snowing and it got warm enough that everything was built up to ice and it went back to snow again. But there was enough weight built up on top of the wind generator shaft that it got out of balance, and the blade and turbine hub just literally exploded.
Wow.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, you're so good.
Oh, yeah.
And when that happened, the blades went out right through the microwave equipment.
Oh, jeez.
Destroying it.
Oh, man.
So they had, you know, normally I'm the one that goes up there, and I've been so busy that I wasn't even supposed to be here this week. So they send one guy up, let's see here, Wednesday night when it was 15, 20 below.
Oh,
at night.
Mm-hmm. At night.
And I give him a long list of what he should bring up with him. And he's like, you're kidding, right? I'm like, no. I said, well, what are you going up there with? He said, well, I got a standard snowmobile on a plastic toboggan. And I'm like, no, this isn't going to work. Scary. Place. And we all kind of kept track of him to make sure he got down okay. Because he was up there for about 3-4 hours. Another technician was up there. He got things going, but we've got no charging source anymore. Another technician went up the day before yesterday, and he was up there for 5 hours, brought up a gas generator and a charger, and started topping batteries off. And, again, it was like 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds, so he gets things going. And then the only thing left on top of there, because they tore the building down and the tower and everything, there's a couple of open, you know, pit toilets. So he's hiding in the outhouses to get out of the wind, because he was up there for 5 hours. I went up yesterday with, we have this old grooming sled. I mean, I've got a high-power share sled with a rescue toboggan behind it, but that's what we need for our rescues. Mm-hmm. So I can't take that. But the Trails Club up here has this old-as-the-hills wide-track grooming toboggan. So it's actually got high and low range on the transmission and reverse and everything else, and it's a long track, so it can haul a heavy load. And the old rescue toboggan that we used before we got the new one is about 800 pounds. It's a big thing, but it's big. It can carry a lot. So I've got ladders and tool parts and everything I need to rebuild the wind generator and my toolbox and, you know, spare blades and all kinds of stuff. And things aren't fully groomed yet, so I'm kind of going over packed but rough trail. And in low range, going up the mountain, I can do about 10 miles an hour. Okay? So I finally get up there. It's about a 6-mile trip from here, but it takes a while at that rate. I get up there, I start working on things. I get the generator started up again, the gas generator, start charging the batteries, and I start get my ladder out in the the closest I can get safely to the cliff is about 100 yards from the work site. Uh-huh. So then I'm walking through 4-foot deep snow to get to the work site, carrying equipment down the hill to it, and then carrying stuff back up, setting up a ladder on it, working on the turbine, and I have to replace the turbine. I'm going to do that on Monday. Uh-huh. So I continue to do repairs up there, continue to charge things. And as I'm going up, it's really cold, but it's bright, so my glasses darken. You know, get those auto-change glasses, lenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Well, once they got dark and once they got cold, they didn't change back.
Oh, jeez. So now you can't see
when
clearly.
When the sun set, the light went away, and the temperature just dropped like a rock. It went from like 8 degrees down to 5 below and dropping, and then the wind's coming up to like 30, 40 miles an hour again. So thinking.
Uh-oh. Hang on, Michael. Michael? Hang on. You're sidelining.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Michael, can you hear us now? Oh, jeez. Was that you or him?
Can you hear me now, Barry?
I can hear you. Oh.
What about now?
What?
I think Michael's back.
I'm here, cool. I think.
Yeah, we got white dots up your picture.
Yeah, sorry. So I'm sitting on the snowmobile. I'm recording an episode of the podcast that shall not be named, in the wind and everything, waiting for the time to shut down the generator. And I just finished recording the episode. When the temperature drops, my iPhone just quits. I mean, it shuts down, just goes away. I now no longer. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I get so quiet again. Like, oh crap! So
he's worried.
I see the Apple show up on my screen and it goes away. And that's it. I can't bring my phone back on.
Oh,
and I don't know what the temperature is at this point. I know it's just dropping dramatically.
Too cold for your phone.
And you know, I'm looking at my. You know, the light is gone. My glasses are still completely dark. So.
Okay.
I can't use my glasses for it. I put them in the innermost layer of clothing I've got on me, and it's not helping. So I just leave them there. I make my way down the hill in the dark, shut down the generator, put that away. I have to carry this huge charger. It's like one of these car boosters they use in used car lots. Two wheels and a cart.
Yeah.
Haul that back up the hill. Put it in the back of the rescue sled. This rescue sled's about 10, 12 feet long and two sets of skis,
mm-hmm.
You know, front skis, back skis. It's a big thing. It's meant to carry a longboard as a cover to go over the patient, and then there's a back seat. Looks like a dog sled on steroids, except it's all stainless steel and big.
Wow.
I get over to the sled, turn the key, nothing, but I wasn't really expecting it to start. Turn the choke on, pull the cord. First pull, nothing. Second pull, vroom, starts right up. Like, oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm holding the choke, revving it up, getting it going. Open the choke up. I have headlights for about 5 seconds, and the electrical system goes out.
Boom. Oh, God.
So, I have got glasses that are dark, so I can't focus on anything. I'm very farsighted.
Yeah.
And I have no headlights.
Oh, God.
It's dark. I'm on top of the mountain. And there's a half to three-quarter moon, but there's intense clouds that come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I've been going up and down this mountain for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very, very long trip down. And now, as I said, the temperature has dropped like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I have no electrical system, so I have no heaters in the handlebars or anything.
Oh,
I got pretty dang cold by the time I got down.
Wow.
The sheriff knew I was up there. Everybody knew I was up there. And, you know, at this point, it's probably pushing 7:30 at night by the time I make it down.
Jeez. Now, is there a building up there that you could get into if you needed to?
No, there's just the outhouse.
Oh, God.
And it's open, you know, it's not completely, there's no complete sides on it anywhere. It's, you know, it's the slat sides.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little bit of a windbreak, but not much. It's better, it's the only thing up there. The only thing I had after the iPhone quit is I do have my paramedic fire radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could get a hold of somebody if I needed to pull the trigger.
Mm.
I got down. The phone was ringing in the fire hall as I came in. So the group A was checking on me. I'm like, no, I'm down. I'm just, you know, putting the gear away now and going to run the snowmobile in the dark over to the place where it garages and get my Jeep. And that happens to be right next to the brewery. So
how convenient.
I backed the snowmobile into the brewery or into the spot next to the brewery. And I figured, you know, maybe I'll just come in for one. As I'm walking in, there's a couple of firemen getting ready to walk out to come look for me. And they're like, oh, Mike, good. We were about to come looking for you. And I said, yeah, well, I'm the rescue guy. What were you going to do? Yeah. We were worried, but since you're here, we're going to go back to our beers.
good plan.
So that's the Cliff's Note version. You can hear the extended version when I finally get those episodes up, because I recorded those on site. But, yeah, it's I will know not to use that sled at night again.
Yeah, at least not until you take a look at the electrical system.
Well, that thing is old as the hills. I mean, it's known for breaking down. It what they use it for is the backup cross-country snow, cross-country ski groomer.
Okay.
But it's been replaced because it kept breaking down here.
Wow. Jeez. So, wow.
But, you know, feet deep snow, that's a long 6-mile walk.
Yeah. In frigid weather. With, I'm sure, a wind.
Down, I would have, yeah, if it had broken down, I would have dug myself a foxhole and I would have called, had him come up with the other sled. Yeah. I wouldn't have screwed around with it.
Yeah, get out of the wind and just sit there and wait.
Yeah.
Smart.
As I said, I'm the one that normally goes out and gets people when they get in trouble. So if I had broken down, I wouldn't have hesitated, because as it was, my fingers were getting numb-gumming down. Wow. I was not happy about the situation. So that was my snowmobiling by night. Without headlights, going by cliffs, sharp turns, nothing serious.
Michael, you leave an
go wrong, my famous saying.
You lead an interesting life. I'll tell you, never a dull moment. So, Joel, are you still there? Did we lose Joel? Uh-oh.
I was playing with my app.
Is that the one, or is that another Cylon one?
This is one called Cylon Voice.
So
whenever you said the snowmobile keeps breaking down, I thought, well, let me try and repeat it.
Uh-oh. The snowmobile keeps breaking down as I bound. You know what? You're still there. Huh? Michael left. Michael got
Why
the
did
white.
Michael leave all of a sudden?
He got the white dots and disappeared.
Did he not want to be with us and play anymore?
No, he got the white dots. He got white dot fever. Did he not want to be with us and
play anymore? So I'm in record mode.
Oh, that's great. It's too bad you can't talk into it live.
You can.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, but you'd hear me twice if I slip over to it. So right now.
Oh, if you had a mixer board, you could plug it in.
I'm talking into the telephone. So Barry can hear that it works live.
Okay. So that can be our app of the week. What's the app called?
The app is called Cylon Voice.
Really?
Yep.
Let me see if I can find it.
You will find it in the Apple App Store.
Michael's coming back.
And it's 99 cents.
Oh, it is 99 cents.
Yeah, so I bought it.
I'll buy it, too.
I figure I usually spend more than that on sodas each day at work, so I'll pop for the 99 cents.
Yeah, when they're 99 cents, I usually don't hesitate.
And what's the name of this app?
Cylon Voice. It's our app of the week.
Okay.
It is the app of the week, and it does that by your command.
Cool.
It also does live as you speak. And you can change the tones.
Mine's downloading now, but it's taking its good old time. So, yes, there are definitely network issues tonight. Everybody's watching Netflix. That's what's going on. Because it's that kind of night. You know, the whole East Coast is bunkered down in a snowstorm, and they're all watching Netflix.
Well, it kind of makes sense in a way, yeah. It's the perfect snowy night, big bowl of popcorn, you know, sit with your girl and watch a couple of movies, catch up on stuff.
Yep. Oh, by the way, speaking of Netflix, they just released their second season of Lilyhammer, which, you know, I liked the first season. And it's kind of like, I want to say it's very, it's kind of like The Sopranos in Norway, But it's a very mild Sopranos, but it's still good. It's an interesting show.
I thought you were telling me a little bit about that.
Yeah.
Shit, hold on. Let me shut this damn thing off. Hold on. It won't stop.
Mine's still downloading.
It's still repeating everything I say. Be quiet, damn it. Stop it. Stop it. Shut off. Stop glaring at me with them red eyes.
So do you start this up by saying okay, Silent?
Okay.
Yeah, really? You know what,
cool. Oh God.
I got to shut off. It's pretty cool. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with that.
Mine's just taking forever to download.
Well, just occurred to me.
What?
I got to figure out a way of recording that so I can loop it back, because that just became the new voice for my voicemail messages.
There you go. You can even make your own.
Yeah, I'm going to make my own using the Cylon voice, but I'm going to do it on my phone at work.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, Joel, as we're talking here, you're downloading the special files again. That's the first time I've seen you there all week.
No, I've got a slew of special files.
I haven't seen you on all week. You need to leave it on so that it'll download them.
I don't own this computer now, do I? I'm not the user of this computer. This is my beautiful bride's computer, and she does a lot of social media.
Yeah, I know, but set it up on her account. Set it up on her account, and it'll download.
Yeah, but I'm already how many special files into it?
You're only got one so far. You're still downloading the second one.
And I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 that are actively working now. Command.
Oh, downloading.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. And, you know, at this rate, 1 hour a week, you might have them in the year 2145.
No, no.
just saying. Yeah, just saying. Okay, let me...
Yeah, so as soon as you download it and you open up Cylon Voice, it immediately... in parrot mode.
Really?
Oh. Nice. Oh, you gotta pump your mic.
Hello? Oh, I'm live. Wait a minute, let me turn.
That's awesome. Hello, I am here. I'm Cylon.
Is that you, Lucifer?
Yes.
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 Yeah, good luck.
Change over, slide your screen over to the right by one, and you can see where you can change the. It's an equalizer. So now, change the tone. If you slide the faces, there's different faces on each screen which change the sound of the voice.
Okay, I like this one the best.
So do I. What's this one sound like?
And I've got an equalizer on the bottom.
Yep.
Oh, okay. And you can probably hear both my voices, but only the Cylon voice is going on to the podcast.
That's pretty damn cool. That's really damn cool. I like it when the fact that you can pump it to the mixer for
you.
More toys to play with.
All right, bring my voice back. Oh, that one's fun. I'm glad I got that one.
I should actually make sure. I should keep mine on the fat Cylon face because, well, it's more appropriate for me.
Okay, guys. By the way, an update here. I'm checking internet health reports here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to look at routing, but I see all kinds of the major backhaul people are having trouble getting stuff through Milwaukee.
Really?
And I do know that, I mean, the ping latency time for Milwaukee and almost all the major carriers is over 240 milliseconds, which is huge for fiber.
Yeah.
Those are nasty figures.
I wonder if that's part of your problem, too, getting
well, access. That's a big central hub. Because most of the ping times on the backhaul fibers around the country are like 2 milliseconds, 5 milliseconds. So the big ones up around 50 milliseconds. But AT&T, Cognet, Level 3, everybody going through the Midwest is seeing stuff over 250 milliseconds. So that might actually be what we're looking at.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It's, because Joel and I have not had a problem whatsoever. It's only going out to you. So,
So you're the problem. That's not so long.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, well, it used to be Barty.
Yeah. But,
upstate, wherever he goes at his internet through upstate New York.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe. Well, who knows? Maybe it's the snow. It could be the snow.
Could be. I don't know why it's affecting fiber.
It's cold. Well,
if fiber gets cold, all the electrons flow slower.
All the photons. The photons slows down.
Exactly, because the fiber itself condenses. It contracts.
Right.
Sort of like when you jump into a really cold lake. Things contract, fill in the blanks here.
Because we all know that light travels slower in the deep of space where it's near zero, near absolute zero, right?
But has anybody measured how fast light travels over a volcano? No. So it's probably faster. So there. That's my...
Or as it gets closer to the sun, it goes faster.
Right. Now we got it. So that whole idea of the FTL drive, faster than light drive, mm-hmm. Well, if you have launch from the sun, you go faster rather than just one faster. That's, you know, that's mathematically proven.
All right, guys. You know, I think we're going to try to keep this in and around an hour. We might be over an hour a little bit, but we're out of topics. And
if you're traveling at the speed of light, and you turn in a car and you turn the headlights on, do you see anything? Question.
If you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn the headlights on.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, we lost Michael again, by the way.
Wait, your man.
You know, it's funny because the white dots that go up the middle... We had a back picture of him. He'd look like a Cylon.
Dude, that would be so cool. And I'd love to take credit for that question, but it's actually a part of the comedy bit from Stephen Wright.
Oh, okay. And if you went a little bit faster than the speed of light, would it look like somebody was always behind you?
Exactly. I freaking howled when I heard that. I was watching it on YouTube, Stephen Wright.
Yeah, I love Stephen Wright.
Traveling, you know, with his real, real dull voice.
Yeah.
You're traveling through space at the speed of light, and you turn on the headlights. Can you see anything? They go, well, wait a minute. If you're already traveling at the speed of light, and you turn on the lights, but you're already moving at that speed, they're not going to project in front of you because you're moving at the same speed. Answer, no.
Yeah.
But good fucking question.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless, of course, it's, well, no. I was going to say, isn't it relative, though? Because if you're traveling...
No. If you're already moving at the speed of light, if you're traveling there and you turn headlights on, they can't travel any further forward ahead of you because they're not faster than you.
So how fast does a bullet travel?
Bullets are slow compared to the speed of light.
They beat the sound. break the sound barrier, but could you, if you had like a an SR-71 and you were flying it and you shot a gun on it, would it shoot itself down?
Hit it. You couldn't hit it. Oh, you mean shooting bullets? Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Well, there again, too, the SR-71 can go, what, 2-3 times the speed of sound?
At least. It's classified, and they always...
Right, well, I mean, you can speculate. If they say it's, you know, oh, it'll do 3, call it 6.
Yeah.
Double it. It's a safe number.
Yeah.
So,
I know it can go from California to Japan in a little under 3 hours, so...
Right. And that's not if it goes to its maximum ceiling height, which is outer the very reaches of outer space, and then the planet's spinning at 33,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to travel in that direction as fast because the planet's moving at 33,000 miles per hour beneath it.
Hmm.
So all it has to do is go up and come back down again.
And that's another question, science question. Because it's actually in is it Call of Duty or one of the Call of Duty commercials, where they're, you see the guys going different scenes and in one place they're up in space and they're firing
guns.
Yeah,
that's ghosts. It's a special gun. Each projectile is actually a little rocket engine on the back of it.
Oh, okay. Cause I was wondering if you tried to pull the trigger.
How's it going to shoot?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So. First thing I said, my son put in the disc. And that it's the very, very, very like first scene in the game when you're playing just in the game, not live.
Yeah.
And it's really wicked cool. But you have these guns and you got to shoot the gun. I'm like, you're in outer friggin' space, dude. There's no air. So basically, whenever that firing pin smacks the back of that primer and supposedly ignites the gunpowder that's inside the cartridge, well, how does it do that? It mixes air with the fire, which create then burns the granules of gunpowder. If there's no air, there's no burn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Aside from whatever air is actually trapped inside that casing whenever they press the bullet in. That's the only amount of air that would be basically there.
And as long as it's airtight, you might actually get it to fire.
Right, exactly.
But,
and for all intents and purposes, is it really airtight? It's a good press, but the likelihood is no.
Right.
But yeah, that was my first thing. It's the same as they say, well, when you shoot a gun underwater, how come it still shoots? Not all of them do. And they will shoot underwater. The reason being, there's air inside the cartridge.
Yeah.
So whenever that firing pin hits the primer, it burns up the air that's in the cartridge, which allows the explosion, which pushes the bullet out of the shell casing. What doesn't work is the gas blowback system on anything that's semi-automatic or automatic. Why? Because that gas has to be funneled and channeled through the breech of the gun to eject the shell and load the net, and the spring pushes up the next one, slides the bolt forward. Well, if all that area is full of water...
Yeah.
You ain't going to get it to shoot more than once. Maybe. Well, some guns will shoot twice underwater.
Yeah. That's it. That's a manual working.
Exactly. Basically, water gets in where gas has got to go.
Yeah.
Slows everything down.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And in most cases, stops it. Or it can cause it to explode.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we're gonna have to go shooting again when it gets warmer. I still
had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had fun that one time we went. So
yeah,
gotta go again.
We should go up to the firing line up in Manchester. We can go anytime we want. It's not like it's a big deal to plan either.
That's inside too, isn't it?
It's inside. It's heated, and you know, bring a couple of ducats and buy their ammo.
Except for that's pretty expensive these days.
No, it's really, really not.
Really?
And, you know, the thing of it is because they don't want you to use anything with too hot a load, or else you're shooting through the back of the damn building.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'd like to pick up I was thinking about getting a .22 long rifle.
Just for
Blinken, you know, because it's still. Although I've heard 22 ammunition is very hard to come up with these days because everybody's kind of got the same idea, and as soon as it comes in, it's gone. People are hoarding it.
Online.
Yeah, yeah.
You can buy the case online.
Yeah,
it's dirt cheap.
Well, I have to get a weapon first.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you could put 22 bullets in your wrist rocket and shoot it like a slingshot, but it doesn't have the same effect.
Right, right. So, but I may have to, I may have to think about that, because, again, just for target practicing and stuff, 22 is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The first step of having a lot of fun while going to the range is you need to buy a firearm that will shoot that ammo.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, you put a 22s in... You put 22s in a 38, and the thing will just kind of dribble out the...
Get it, the
load it up, and they fall out.
Click, click, click. Oh,
shake man, it, and they fall out, casing and all.
Sounds like a baby's rattle with a big boom.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. So, all right, guys, maybe we should call this one. I think Michael's back.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let's call this one because we're having a lot of communication problems and we're out of topics. And yeah, and besides that, the after show, we won't have any problems whatsoever when we sit and bullshit with each other. Cause
of course.
That's what happens all the time. So, hey, and we do have a musical guest tonight. It's, Jeff Smith tonight, with his Christmas song, Christmas Time Around the World. So we'll be listening to that at the end.
Cool.
I like to play that song. I enjoy that song. So usually I play it once a year around this time, you know, because it just seems appropriate. So with that, I got to say to all the people out there, all the military guys out there, CONUS and OCONUS, thanks for what you do. And you guys that are OCONUS, stay strong. Thanks. Hoping you're getting back home to your family and friends real soon. And until then, we'll keep the home fires burning for you. So, and by the way, the bill, and I just want to say this, one of the things in the new bill that just got passed, I saw a story on it. I haven't read the gory details, but it sounds like they want to cut, they want to do cuts in military pensions. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Military pensions? Those guys don't get much of a pension at all anyway. Why don't you cut out the Congress's pension a little bit? You know, or the Senate's or even the President's. So why don't we cut those pensions down a little bit? The military? Come on. That's ridiculous. So
absolutely. Ridiculous.
It's crazy. So anyway, thanks for what you do, guys. And, I think that's going to do it from number 121. So from the southwest corner of a very cold and snowy New Hampshire, I'm Barry J.
And can you hear me now? Sorry about all the problems. It's Michael the Virtual Eaver in the man cave. And guess what? It's snowing outside. Go figure.
All right, guys, that's it for show 121. Show 122, our Christmas special. Well, I don't know what that means. Next week. Maybe we'll have to come up with something. I don't know. But it will be the last show before Christmas. So, we'll see you next week. Same time, same station. Until then,
bye.
See ya. Here's Jeff
bye.
Smith.
Says snow tonight. I really hope it proves him right. I know that probably sounds a bit cliche. Oh. The carol's ringing through the air. The people shopping everywhere. And someone on a one-horse open sleigh. Oh. I believe that reindeer fly. Unlock the inner child inside. Christmas time is here again. Let the love light shine right in. Gifts for every boy and girl. It's Christmas time around the world. Chestnuts roasting on the fire. That would be my heart's desire. Raising up a glass of Christmas cheer. Oh, oh. Children ready to recite
as you tight singing, join along. My favorite one, the Christmas song. Christmas time is here again. Let the love light shine right in. Yeah. Gifts for every boy and girl. It's Christmas time around the world. I know whatever you might say, he's crazy. I won't ever change my way. Oh no, you see, it's more than just one day. Mm-mm. This Christmas joy, I'm telling you, will make a believer out of you. Year, it's true. I really hope that you have too. And if you see, you'd understand. Oh, I'm singing hand in hand. Christmas time is here again. Let the love light shine right in. Yeah. Gifts for every boy and girl. It's Christmas time.
Samson, speak. Good boy.